drive down the backstretch, car side by side, three wide, headed into the checkers. Who's it gonna be? Now it's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, boys and girls? Y'all know what time it is. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast is on the airways once again. Eddie Greer III here with you guys once again for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And folks, tonight is a special edition of the podcast, and due to scheduling conflicts over the last couple weeks, of course, with the rescheduling of the Jennifer Jo Cobb interview along with Justin Kuntz and such things, we decided to add a double bonus episode this week of From Pit Road edition of the podcast. We're going to do that this evening and talk some college football. Yes, for those of you just tuning in for the very first time on this podcast, From Pit Road edition is all about, I take a look at all the teams who are competing in all the three divisions, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity, and the Monster Energy Cup Series. And tonight, we're going to focus on one team that's in the Truck Series playoffs, that in the person of Hall Mahr Racing and Stuart Friesen, Iceman, that 52 truck who has been pretty good this year and in a fight in the playoff battle in the Truck Series. We'll dive into his career and talk about his season here tonight on the podcast. And once again, you're just joining us. We've had quite a busy schedule over the last month or so here on this podcast, getting interviews and still scheduling a couple interviews and rescheduling and things like that. So we've changed it up a little bit. We were supposed to apparently have an interview, but it got switched up, so my bad. So for that, I'm going to encounter y'all with a double bonus episode this week of From Pit Road. We're going to talk Iceman here for a little bit before we talk college football on the end of this podcast here this evening. Yes, Stuart Friesen in the Truck Series. He began last year competing in the series, obviously, and this year has been kind of his outcoming party, if you will. This 52 truck has been strong and probably one, on top of my list, the best driver who has not won yet, who has been running, of course, the alliance with Kyle Busch Motorsports. And a little bit of bio on him: Stuart Friesen, a native of Niagara on the Lake Ontario, Ontario, Canada, where he's originally from, and that's kind of a weird city. If you ask me, four words, or really five, if you will, words of a city, that's kind of weird. That's saying a sentence is your city. But anyway, Niagara, Ontario native is a decorated standout. Of course, the dirt of modifieds and sprint cars with 200, count them, 256 victories in his dirt racing career, stretching back all the way back in the late 90s, 1999, to be more specific. Friesen finished second in the Super Dirt Car Series points in 2016 and picked up his fifth Napa Super Dirt Week win at Oswego Speedway. Friesen made his NASCAR Truck Series debut 2 years ago, back in July of 16 at Eldora Speedway. Imagine that, given his dirt racing background. NASCAR's only race on dirt, which quickly blossomed into the formation of his new team, Hall Mahr Friesen Racing, based in Mooresville, North Carolina, where all the majority of the NASCAR teams are located in the state of North Carolina, except for if you're Furniture Racing out in Colorado. Friesen finished 14th in the points last season, scored two top fives, along with five top tens, including a season-best second at Eldora, where he led 90 laps there. So, and during his short time in the truck series, Friesen has made a definite impact in the series, and of course this year, making the playoffs for the first time in his truck series career in the Camping World Truck Series. Before I touch on his first race, which came a couple of days ago, obviously in his home country in Canada, looking at his writing down his career, 245 career wins. Then you add five series championships. That's focusing on dirt. Back last year, again, in his dirt career, going back last year, 15 wins, 37 top fives, 45 top tens. Look at this. 2015-16 Short Track Super Series champ. 23 career Super Dirt Car Series wins. That is tied for 11th in the all-time list. 5 Super Dirt Week wins. Count it. 16, 2015, 14, 2011, back-to-back, 2010 and 2011. My goodness, Stuart Friesen is a baller when it comes to the dirt racing for this team. And really, he's not the only person on this team. There's four more other drivers slash women on this team that make Hallmark Racing. But of course, Friesen runs in the Truck Series racing, backing up to last weekend where he competed in Canada, obviously, for the first race of the playoffs. Friesen came home in the seventh spot after starting almost mid-pack in 16th. Had a great run there out in Canada, and he'll look forward to the next race in a couple weeks at Las Vegas. Just in the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, Eddie Greer, the third few of the guys tonight on this edition of the podcast. We're talking about from Pit Road Edition, diving a little bit more about the teams competing within the three divisions in all of motorsports: Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series. Throwing at you this week a double episode of the From Pit Road Edition. We'll have another episode later on this week prior to Throwback Weekend at Darlington Raceway coming up this weekend. Friesen's numbers this year, of course, right now, he is a lot. If the second round of the playoffs were to start right now, that round of six, Friesen would be the last one locked in. He is tied up right now with Matt Crafton at 2,047 points. And Friesen has scored a pole this year, 7 top 5s, along with 12 top 10 finishes for that man, Stuart Friesen. I got to tell you, man, and of course, he's led 147 laps en route to quite a few stage wins as well this year. But he's had a speed this year to get that done. And of course, and we talked about it in the truck preview, specifically with him in that team right now, you know, putting that whole race together, not making costly mistakes in order to win a race there. And that's going to be the key for him going forward if he is going to make a run at going Homestead. I had him penciled in as one of my four in the truck series, battling for the championship at Homestead. That's going to be key for him, still having that speed. And I just got a feeling that his first win is going to come in the playoffs, whether it's Las Vegas or another track in the postseason here this fall. I just really believe that. I think Stuart Friesen, this team, has the speed and the driver to get the job done and to get his first win this year. All the stars are lined up for this cat right now, with as good as a strong background as Stuart has with the dirt thing. I mean, he can wheel it on cement also. It is really going to be interesting to see what happens with him in these playoffs. And of course, you gotta look at also, you know, another unknown, probably the last wild card, at least for the trucks, is Talladega coming up. You get collected in one of those wrecks, you're basically done, unless you've already won one of the two races before that, with Justin Haley already with a thriller at Canadian Motorsport Tire Park, with the teammates colliding of Todd Gilliland and Noah Gregson getting together, and Justin Haley being there at the right place at the right time. And Talladega is the probably the last wild card of the postseason, and we just gotta see what happens here. This is gonna be a short bio on Friesen, but I mean, Stuart Friesen, he's gonna be a force to be reckoned with before the year's done. I think he's going to win a race here before too long. Maybe it'd be this year, because he's in the playoffs and he's got to continue to put down that effort. And he's done a great, great job this year, and looking forward to see what he's going to do if he continues in the trucks next year and beyond. But I'm just in awe with all those dirt wins that he's collected over the years. Over 225 victories. Are you serious? So definitely Stuart Friesen knows how to get around there. He's won quite a bit already this year. If you follow them on Instagram, he's won quite a bit races this year on dirt. Posted his pictures, obviously, on that. So Stuart Friesen, Hallmar Racing, a one-man band when it comes to the truck series, but they are loaded when it comes to dirt racing. If I can pull that site real quick on Friesen real quick here, he and a lot of other teams are they are well rounded here. If I can pull up the rest of their drivers here, but obviously he's the focus right now as he's battling for a championship. And here I got it right here on this list now: Jimmy Morton, Matt Jehaniak, Allison Rice, Danny Morganwitz, and Tyler Boniface. I might have butchered one of their names, but he is part of a stellar stud lineup of lady and men who go out there every week and put their dirt cars on the line. And it is wonderful to see somebody, of course, Kyle Larson in the Cup Series, has that type of background also. Races every week, essentially, and awfully good. We know how Kyle Larson is on dirt, and Stuart Friesen's kind of that dark horse, if you will. He knows how to compete on dirt as well. So kind of a little mix up here tonight, mixing it up a little bit. That's a little bio update on Stuart Friesen battling to stay in the mix here, as there's two more races to go, obviously, for the trucks in the first round. They are a couple of weeks off, and then Las Vegas time, the next race where Stuart Friesen will look for another top 10, maybe even better than that, and try to get himself locked into the next round. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with yours truly, EG3, Eddie Greer III. Here's the guys tonight on part one of this double bonus this weekend. And going into this episode, I thought that we had things squared away for the interview that was supposed to happen tonight. Then I got a refresher, looked through my Gmail account, and due to a kind of switching things around with interviews and things like that, and decided, well, we'll just do this week a bonus episode of the From Pit Road. So this will be posted on Thursday morning. So I'm doing this recording on August 28th, 2018. And this first edition of From Pit Road episode will be posted Thursday morning. And then the other one will be posted on Friday morning, the From double episode of From Pit Road. And then, of course, our Darlington preview we posted that night as well. So a lot going on once again going into Labor Day weekend. And, of course, the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series will be racing at Darlington this weekend, and NBCSN will have coverage of both those races. Time to kind of switch gears a little bit. I told you I was going to talk football on this half of the podcast, and I'm going to do just that. Apparently, it started last weekend, as mentioned on the post-race podcast. If you have not listened to the post-race edition from this week, I encourage you to do that as well. We talk Canada and Road America. And just going down the list here of games here this weekend. College football starting back up officially this week. And I'm just going to run down here through some of these matchups here that are kind of intriguing. Of course, Thursday, where we're going to post the first bonus of the Front Pit Road about Stuart Friesen. UCF coming off that snub of not getting an opportunity to play in the college football playoff. They will go face UConn in that one. UCF is ranked 21st in that matchup. And, of course, more college football on Friday. And Wisconsin, everybody has them penciled in to make the playoff this year. They will open up against Western Kentucky. Wisconsin is ranked 4th in that one. And then, of course, one of the earlier evening games, Utah State goes on the road to take on 11th-ranked Michigan State. And then, at the same time as the Wisconsin game, 13th-ranked Stanford opens up at home against San Diego State. And then Saturday, big-time lineup on Saturday. Of course, that included in there is the Xfinity Series race. Oregon State opens on the road against number 5, Ohio State, excuse me. And of course, I'm not going to even dive into the Urban Meyer situation. I'm not going to even talk about it. Not here, not on the 3Y podcast. We all know what's been happening with that. If you haven't been paying attention, you've been living under a rock. I'm not going to explain that to you. You guys can read about all about that situation. Ohio State taking on Oregon State. And then one of our Big 12 opponents. Of course, I live in Manhattan, Kansas. For those of you who don't know, the Little Apple. Of course, the Big Apple, New York. And then we're called the Little Apple, which is Manhattan's kind of the big brother, if you will. And the Little Apple right here in the middle of Kansas. Oklahoma opens at home against Florida Atlantic. Oklahoma is ranked 7th. And then, of course, TCU takes on Southern. TCU's at home in this one. TCU's ranked 16th. And then Texas, who opens at 23 in the country, goes to Maryland. And if I believe, I'm not mistaken, last year, Maryland came into Texas and flat out gave them all that they can handle and then some. So Maryland will look to do the same thing against a ranked team in Texas this time around. Clemson, number 2 in the country, opens at Furman. Of course, Georgia coming off that heartbreaking national championship game against Alabama, opens against Austin Peay. And then one of the marquee matchups of the day features Washington at number 6 going against number 9 Auburn in Atlanta, Georgia, part of the Chick-fil-A kickoff. This is one of the ones that I might get a chance to watch before going to the tailgate. Not really sure yet because the afternoon game, K-State opens at home against South Dakota in prime time at 6 o'clock Central Time. But yeah, this is one of the games that I kind of want to check out for a little bit before heading out there. Another one, kind of going through the Big 12 here, West Virginia, 17th in the nation, going against Tennessee. The Mountaineers open at home against the Yellow Vols. And now that's quite the interesting matchup there with, of course, Will Grier, all the Heisman hype surrounding him. And then, of course, USC at home against UNLV. USC is ranked 15th. Boise State opens on the road against Troy. Boise State is 22nd. And the bigger matchup of the day, prime time, Michigan against Notre Dame. In that one, Michigan, 14th in the country, starting off against Notre Dame. It will be starting in the 12th in the country, in K-State's opponent. For September 8th, Mississippi State opens at home against Stephen F. Austin. And, of course, Alabama and Louisville. That's quite the under the rock matchup itself. Alabama, of course, with that whole quarterback controversy that started at halftime with the benching of, and I can't do not have the name off top of my head right now, but that replacement of the Hawaiian guy, and it's irritating me right now that I don't have Jalen Hurts. That's the name I'm looking for. Jalen Hurts, the bitching of him going with the Hawaiian guy, and apparently that situation hasn't been settled either. Kind of what the K-State quarterback situation has been over the past year or so with that. So, Nick Saban, we definitely know how you feel, man, about that when it comes to the quarterback situation there. It'll be interesting to see who opens up at quarterback there. Oregon, Mick Rose team going against Bowling Green. Oregon starts off at 24th in the country. And then Sunday, prime time. This one's quite the giddy matchup here. This one, I might be watching this one. Let's see. Actually, I'm not, because I'll be paying attention more. It depends on what time it is and when we get to the hotel once we're done for the day, because I will be out of town after. We'll be heading up to Omaha Sunday morning. So depending on our schedule and when we want to wrap up the day, I'll be paying, well, since the Southern 500 is on NBCSN, might be listening to it on the radio and more paying attention to the ABC matchup and listening to both Miami, LSU, and the Southern 500 at the same time this week. So that's a sports fan in me. Football, that's first. As much as I love to do this podcast, each and every one of you guys, NASCAR comes second on the sports list. But definitely, I mean, definitely pumped up for football to get back on the television set. And I'll definitely be watching this one. Miami, LSU. LSU is ranked 25th in the country. Miami is ranking 8th. Apparently, everybody's not giving Miami the attention that it needs. But I don't know who's on the team, who's not, who's came back, who's not. And, of course, the Monday night matchup, Monday night football, before the actual Monday night football for NFL, Virginia Tech, 20th in the country, taking on, going to Tallahassee, FSU, Florida State. Willie Taggart, the new Florida State head coach, makes his debut at number 19 in the country. And more I look down this list, more excited I get. So we got some exciting primetime matchups this week, including these two, Miami, LSU, Virginia Tech, Florida State, which kind of brings to my attention, probably do some picks during the Darlington preview here on Friday, which is going to be the last show of the week before Southern 500 weekend. That's a wrap on those matchups. Those are the top 25 matchups, if you will, this week in the country. And if I take a look at the Big 12 specifically, I already named off majority of those matchups. Of course, the ones that aren't ranked, including Oklahoma State and Missouri State. Oklahoma State's at home for that one. K-State opens up, as like I said a few minutes ago, against South Dakota. And not really expecting any drama there unless we tend to stink it up, which I don't expect to happen. Very anxious to get out there, do a little tailgating with my co-workers and friends, and then head right there to the stadium. Oklahoma, Florida Atlantic, I mentioned. TCU, Southern. Texas is ranked in the other matchup, including Texas Tech going against Ole Miss in this one. Tech open up at home in this matchup. Probably do some picks, Big 12 picks as well. So kind of what Brandon is doing with his podcast, doing a little talk of some football. We'll be talking some football also at the end of the week as well. And Tech gets Ole Miss, KU, Kansas, for those of you who don't know, take on Nichols. Thank you for tuning in for this special edition of Three Wide Podcast with EG3. EG3 here with you guys tonight on this edition. A few more minutes on tonight's From Pit Road edition. We just got done on the first half of this podcast talking about Stuart Friesen. And now we're focusing solely on college football. Baylor opening up at home against Abilene Christian in Iowa State against the pesky South Dakota State. The team always gives Big 12 fits. Of course, South Dakota State beat us a few years ago at home, nevertheless. But this is a team, South Dakota State has won championships left and right in their own division. So, in Iowa State, you know, for all attention they've gotten this year, quite the intriguing battle there with, of course, Matt Campbell under the helm in this one. So, very, very interesting lineup for the first weekend of college football. And, of course, next week, as I've been really hyping up, the Falcons, my team, the Atlanta Falcons, going against the Philadelphia Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions. Of course, that's the rematch of the divisional game last year, which came down to the freaking final play, which the defense already knew, Eagles defense already knew what was coming, but it was snuffed out barely. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, the pass was high, and we all know what happened there. So very, very pumped up about the next couple weeks as football officially kicks off after the rest of the preseason wraps up. So that's kind of a look there, ladies and gents, of college football lineup for this week and going into Monday night. You guys can follow me on Twitter at 3Wide_FastEddie. Again, at 3Wide_FastEddie. It's my Twitter handle. And, of course, Podcast Central, boys and girls. You can listen to 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast on Audioboom, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Play. You know what it is. iTunes, if you have not subscribed to the podcast by now, you've been missing out. Please subscribe to the podcast if you have time. On your spare hands, if you want to, please leave us a rating and a review. That helps us out tremendously. And yes, join the movement on the 3Wide Podcast. Definitely don't want to miss an exciting moment, especially we're heading into football season. The playoffs is kicking off with the Trucks this past weekend, and we're getting closer to setting the field in the Cup Series for the playoffs there. And Xfinity Series have 3 more races on their end before their postseason begins. So a lot is going on, and we have the major leagues as well. And my team's in the thick of a battle. Also, the Braves right there in the thick of the NL East battle. Man, I'm excited all the way around, man. I'm definitely pumped up for the fall. We'll see what happens. Yeah, but yes, definitely join the movement on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. You do not want to miss out on anything particular. So that is it. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, folks, that is going to wrap things up on another edition of the 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. And once again, thank you for tuning in to this special edition, this double episode of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. And next time I'll be talking to you guys, we'll be at the end of the week. Obviously, I will bring you guys another episode of the From Pit Road, which is again all about talking about more in depth analysis of the teams competing within the 3 biggest divisions. And obviously, we got our Darlington preview coming up as well on the back end of the week as well. Very excited to see what happens with the racing this weekend as well. But definitely have not checked out the post race podcast this week. Definitely encourage you guys to do that as well. But for right now, Eddie Greer the third, EG3, signing out for this edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Now talk to NASCAR. For now, closing up the garage, we out.